During a special forum with farm broadcasters, House Committee on Agriculture Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson said he plans to mark up the bill this month.
And it is a, in its structure, it is a strong bipartisan bill.
U.S. Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told broadcasters she's counting on bipartisan support for the bill.
We don't get a farm bill done unless it's bipartisan, period. I've been involved in 6 farm bills. This is the 3rd one I've led in the Senate, and I know how to get bills done, and I know that you do that by keeping the broad farm bill coalition together, and that means commodities and conservationists and foresters and, you know, environmentalists and nutrition folks and, you know, local governments and bioenergy. And I mean, it's all of it.
She says she's serious about getting the bill done.
You know that we're stuck right now on some negotiations. I hope this helps free that, because our farmers need the certainty of a 5-year farm bill. I think rural communities need that as well. So we're doing this within the context of 3 major goals: keeping farmers farming, keeping families fed, and keeping rural communities strong.
The 2018 Farm Bill is currently under a 1-year extension that expires on September 30th. Reporting from Washington, D.C., I'm Sabrina Halverson.